He texted me back the last time.
There you go.
Friday with Mr. Schmoo.
Yeah, it's recording right now, but it's too noisy.
Hey, no recording.
We like Tuesdays with Maury, we got Fridays with Mr. Schmoo. It's going to be a new segment.
So then he's in the future.
What do you think?
He's from...
So you have to tell us, you know, about what's going on in Mr. Schmoo's world.
Okay, that's the first interview's over. That could be like a kid's show, Mr. Schmoo's World.
Why? It's not kid's show.
What was that like?
What? What?
It sounded like somebody ripped one.
No, that was a chair moving. Really recording right now?
No.
Good. Going to pass you guys, though.
Freaking emails.
Hey, if I want to get all your old episodes, where'd I go? iTunes, or they're all on iTunes?
Mm-hmm. TotalTalkNonsense.com/audio/pod.
Total Talk Nonsense.
But only goes back to like 25.
No, I saw, no, there's only one to 45.
That's then on the archive page.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it does. I was here the other day.
So we got to get the...
updated the website.
Get the website up and running before we go to the show.
It's up and running.
Wear Total Talk Nonsense t-shirts. Maybe get some people up.
Can I get one?
Bring this with the
how much? How much?
For some interviews?
Yeah, you know, I still...
Huh?
How much?
Yeah, I could.
How much?
For a t-shirt?
Yeah.
They're like 20 bucks.
Really? Yeah. I want one. Is it black? I want white.
Black.
I want white with
black.
What
do you want white for? I can get
black. This is like
there's white.
Concert.
There's white pink, you can wear too, if you want.
No, that's gross.
What do you mean black is the way to go, Steve?
I'm going to get a Fat Mustard one. I don't have a black one. I want a Total Talk white with black.
Right? All right. Yeah. Want a golf shirt? You can say up at that, too. Yeah.
You got to get the sweatpants like the girls wear sometimes versus
yeah.
fat no. chicks on them.
That's
you got a Fat Mustard sweatpants? There's Fat Mustard on the back?
Well, no, they say Fat Chicks.
They do?
And they say, some say Fat Chicks and some say Get Fat.
Nice.
Right? I want to learn them today.
Barb did a good job with the chili.
She doesn't make it.
I thought she did. You told me.
Is
that ground chicken?
Oh, the guys make it.
Is that ground chicken?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
No beans?
No beans.
Oh, you do like the real
carne. I'm not even sure what's in it. It's just chicken and chicken and what?
Chicken and sauce.
Yeah, chicken and sauce. That's
microwave and serve it here.
Chicken and special sauce.
Don't even cook the chicken. It's raw.
Yeah, Nick makes the secret sauce.
Bye guys, thank you.
Yeah, better than that.
You're done? You can eat the crumbs.
I'm done.
I know. I had a,
Scott, are you done, bud?
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
I had to crumple up my whole thing. So I was eating fries
Who
like crazy.
Who could have handled
that? Dying. These fries are awesome.
Yeah, fries were good today. Sometimes they're soggy, but today they're nice, fresh, and crunchy.
Not soggy, they're always crunchy.
CTQ's not this weekend, it's next weekend, right?
Yeah.
What is?
We got to come up with some questions to ask the participants.
What participants?
Is your first
CTQ?
Is this your first live? Is it live or what? Oh, I'm all confused.
Do you smoke weed or something?
What are you confused about? What are you asking?
What are you guys talking about? What's next week?
C2E2.
Chicago Comic Book and Entertainment Expo.
Aisha Tyler might be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the chick with the podcast, guy on guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or girl,
girl on guy.
Nice.
So if she is there, what we need to do is convince her that we are legit top-of-the-line podcasters so she can have us on her show to interview.
She might just already know that, Scott.
She could.
Yeah.
Has anybody else contacted you guys in the podcast world?
Just
who doesn't?
Just DC Comics that are getting us in free, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
DC Comics, buddy.
DC.
I thought they make like superheroes, like you guys are superheroes or something.
No. He doesn't get it. So, Mark Chiarello.
Mark
Chiarello. You know, I went on Goodreads. I was looking for his book on baseball. I couldn't find it. But when I put his name in, five comics came up that he authored.
Yeah.
Like Dark Knight comics. And, yeah.
You don't even read comics.
Batman Black and White.
Comics. You read comics, right, John? Yeah. He doesn't.
I got to get
read.
He doesn't read comics.
I know he doesn't.
Yes, I do. I've read comics.
Bad Magazine doesn't count. Even though DC Comics.
Hey, I know some of my buddies. You remember Matt? His son reads comics all the time.
Yeah.
You know any? Does your son read comics?
Yeah, sometimes. He likes the Star Wars ones.
Yeah. Is that the Clones?
Huh?
Is that the Clone Wars?
Yeah, well, no, he likes any of the Star Wars. Whatever.
Why, how many are there? There's a lot of them?
There's Clone Wars, there's, like, different Republic ones, the old Star Wars with Han Solo and all them.
Really?
They still draw those, yeah. They're different stories.
Did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Now, that's a comic. That's a comic strip. Yeah. I did not know that.
It's not a comic strip.
What is it then?
It's a comic book.
Oh, what's it?
Comic strip is in a newspaper.
That's it? Oh, okay.
It's a graphic novel, Scott. It's a graphic comic. Good, that's good. Of course it is.
Hey, we're getting our terminology squared away.
I kind of spoiled myself because I went to Wikipedia and I checked it.
Yeah.
And then I find out that the chick that just got introduced at the very last episode showed up. I'm like, who is this chick?
Oh, the one with the two.
Zombies with no arms.
Zombies with no arms. That's awesome. They're chained at the neck.
Did you read that whole comic book?
No, I haven't.
Have you read any of them?
I was going to download it to my iPad.
Have you read any of them?
I have not.
All right, then I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I have
not. So who is the chick?
She's like a zombie slayer. She's queen of the zombies.
But then
she's got these swords.
Yeah.
Swords.
But I read a little bit, you know, up ahead.
Oh,
all kinds of.
So you got the comic book?
No, Wikipedia summary.
Oh, Jesus. This is how he gets through high school. Cliff notes.
Well, I tell you, everybody dies.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they call it an apocalypse.
And I guess the other part is they got a couple characters that they don't really talk about.
Yeah.
I think they're new characters to the series.
Well, the TV show doesn't necessarily follow completely the comic because that Coop Shane that's in there that Sheriff ends up killing, he wasn't part of the comic.
I think so.
Huh?
I think so.
Shane? His deputy that went kooky? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was Dale I'm thinking of.
Dale.
Or the crossbow guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Shane won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the season two?
Hey, don't tell him.
You don't even watch it. Are you watching it?
I watched the first season because it was on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah, don't tell him.
And then when I did tune into a couple of the shows that were on FX, I guess?
No, TBS. No.
TNT?
No.
AMC.
Yeah.
AMC. I didn't like what I was watching. It was like 20 minutes at a farm, and nothing happened. And
they had a lot of that. There's like about three or four occasions that guy.
Dude,
that
you're hilarious back there with those on.
I just like today I can't see at all. Everything's blurry.
I know. I gotta go to the cheaters pretty soon. These are for seeing far, but I can't see close up. Anymore.
So when you read, you said if you take those off.
I take them off. I can read, but if it's really small, I gotta hold it away.
Yeah.
Because this close, it starts.
Yeah. I'm at arm lengths right now.
Oh yeah. So you need.
I might have to get extenders if it goes any worse.
I can read. I gotta really squint to read though. Which is not.
Just right. Hold it farther away.
No, I just go right here and squint.
Steve, get the ones with the chain.
No, moons.
I think you look good.
Well, someone told me you could buy the cheaters like for a buck.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't find any of those places.
Go to Walmart.
All right, I'll get you
or Walgreens.
Because I got a.
Yeah, these are like a $1.99 at Walgreens.
Yeah.
I got a 3-pack. I leave them everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, too.
I've got them in the bathroom, in the car, everywhere I need to read.
I had a pair in my drawer at work that I used to wear on top of these. And then I just go, and then I look over them like that to look at the computer screen. And look out my window into the warehouse.
That's the thing, in the beginning when you start using them, you're not used to using glasses, so you get dizzy. Because you're like looking through them and you gotta, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta do payroll. All right, guys, I'll see you guys later.
Take it easy.
Hi, Nick.
I just checked Nolan. He didn't call back or text or anything.
Have a good holiday.
So, you too, guys.
Yeah. Good lunch.
Excellent stuff. That's a little bit too much. That bucket burger filled me up. Didn't even need that chili.
Yeah, that thing was sloppy.
That's pretty good. I recommend it.
Nice. That's right. I gotta ask my wife. Oh, we're going to dinner on Sunday.
What are you doing Sunday, Steve?
My sister, Veronica, is having Easter.
In Harvard?
Yeah. So I'm doing that.
She got a new boyfriend?
No. She had a boyfriend for a while, but it wasn't working out. The guy was a nice guy, but this wasn't happening.
Oh, dude, I checked out Rachel, one of her live broadcasts.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You got to check it out.
Why?
Because she's talking. And
her boobs get bigger the whole time.
So she's talking in the chat. Half the guys in there are like. So she, part of her show is just responding to the chat. So somebody will ask a legitimate question, she'll answer it, and then you can see her look over and see these other comments. She's just like. And then she has to wait for the next question.
So did you?
You got a webcast now?
We're gonna, yeah.
We don't
we're gonna
yet.
Do it live.
We're working on it.
Do it live.
We'll do it live.
So she uses Justin TV, so I checked that out because I couldn't find a chat for Ustream.
Yeah.
And Justin TV has it, so I created an account.
My daughter, Bonfire? Every weekend. Can we have a bonfire? Can we have a bonfire? So,
do you have a little fire pit?
Yeah. Did Dan get back to you on, what are you getting, a walkway or something?
Yeah, he got back to me.
He quoted you?
Yeah, I got the plan in the car.
Did he get back to you?
No.
It's a busy time. You gotta get him in the fall.
Busy time.
He's going crazy right now.
He's gonna be in the neighborhood doing his.
Ah, when is that?
He was.
He was.
Well, I have to make some corrections. And then probably gonna put it off until next
week. Who's gotta make the corrections? The wife?
I do.
How much a square foot is he charging you?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't figured that out. But we're doing like a bluestone. So the patio we have is all concrete.
Yeah.
And they poured it right up against the house, which is causing problems. So we're getting all the concrete removed. And then he's putting like a brick border and bluestone in the middle. But everything will be brick.
Yeah.
And a bigger patio?
Same size.
I just got a quote for 600 square feet. Brick patio. $10 a square foot.
That's not bad.
You gotta cut out part of my driveway and then bust up some concrete. My wife's like, what? She's flipping out.
Oh, is that the patio you're gonna put back to your pool?
Yeah. Well, it's not gonna go, there's no pool yet, but. Oh, Millrose. Okay. Millrose Brewery.
What about it?
That's where we're going to eat that.
Tonight?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday? Did you guys go out on Easter?
Just with your family?
This time,
somebody?
Yeah, my parents and my sister. That's it. We usually have it at our house, but nobody's available. Extended family's not available. We usually have like 15 people over.
So how many guys going out now?
Just
like 10, like 6,
kids
7.
My mom and dad, 7.
Oh, 7? No, that's nice and easy.
Millrose is nice. You ever eaten there?
A long time ago.
Nice little brewery. They got a nice prime rib.
Where is it?
You know where the Barrington Theater is? Yeah. That big theater we used to go to?
Barrington in 90.
Yeah.
You know Flatlanders is closed, right?
Yeah. Remember that time when my wife was pregnant and she flipped out?
Yeah.
And you went, that was awesome.
That was when that one girl was, what's her name? One of Deidre's friends, wasn't it? She was getting tested or try out or whatever.
Yeah.
No, wasn't Deidre working there?
Yeah, Deidre was working there.
Yeah. Deidre's girlfriend was working there too?
Yeah, you liked that chick, remember? From,
Outback.
The Outback, yeah.
What was her name?
I can't remember. She was blonde, right? Was she blonde? You don't remember? Do you remember?
She wasn't blonde. There was another girl that I can't remember. She was a little brunette.
Did the carpet match the drapes?
She wasn't blonde. It was brunette.
Oh.
But she had that other friend, the little
she's the one that said that Deidre said that Scott had a big cock.
What?
Yeah. Hmm? You don't remember
I don't
that.
Remember any of that.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember anybody at the Outback other than Deirdre. You know, my wife the other night was talking about, she was telling the kids, the first place Daddy took me to eat after Emma was born, when we went out with Emma, first time having Emma outside in public was the Outback. And you know why? Because his girlfriend worked there.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, no.
You're lying, man.
No, she said that. So wait a minute. That's not correct because Deirdre was working at Uno's at that time. She left Outback a long time before then.
That's right.
That's not who I was talking about. And I said, what? Who are you talking about? And she said, Susie.
Yo.
Steve's sister.
Wow.
I'm like, well, never boyfriend and girlfriend.
How'd you like your bucket burger?
That's good. I liked it. I was surprised. Oh, yeah. Gravy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Makes really it interesting. Special for you.
Played softball with all those people at the Outback. I don't remember any of them.
You remember Scott, the bartender, the dickhead.
What's wrong with you, man?
I really don't. I remember the name. I can't place
a face.
His name. Guess what his nickname
was?
A long time ago.
Scooter. Remember? Scooter.
Oh my God.
Then there was Jackie, who did the midnight ride with.
I could walk a flight of stairs.
Then there was Nikki, who used to beat up guys. And then she used to get beat up, and she was going out with Jeff.
Nikki?
Then there was that one girl with. Then was that one girl with big boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Deidre.
No. Maybe even bigger than Deidre's.
Deidre's are huge.
I know. No, this girl had big boobs too.
No, these are hers are ginormous now. She's been trying to get them reduced.
Oh wow.
They like make dents in her shoulders from the boulder holders.
Maybe that's what happened to Rachel. They just inflated them.
I'm trying to think.
No, Deirdre's
Mary.
She had kids.
That's her name, Mary.
Mary. All right, Mary.
She had big boobs. Then she started going out with some guy that we played softball with.
He also played basketball too. He thought he could take me one on one.
Crushed him, I'm sure. Mary's boyfriend. Remember Jeff, who used to drive the motorcycles going out with Nikki?
Oh, I remember Nikki now. Her nose.
She was a fun chick. She was supposed to be a PE teacher of some sort.
Did you put the meat to her?
No. She was a tough chick, tough challenge chick. She got beat up. She beat up her boyfriend, I think. She got beat up a few times.
Nice.
She liked it rough.
Deirdre and I hung out with Mary and her boyfriend one time. And I thought there was like a SWAT vibe going on. But,
I would have gone with that. Deirdre Mary, I like her.
That happened to me, man. Me and
man,
Nikki's my
wife. Sister was really cute. What?
Yeah, Marty was telling me a story about how he was staying with, now the background is my wife knew Marty because they grew up in the same neighborhood,
and
same high school and everything.
They played the doctor together.
No, but
spitting the
bottle. One of their friends, this girl Val, Marty was staying there, and Val said, you want to see a porno? And he's like, yeah. So she puts a videotape in. And it's Val and her husband and this guy Mike. Mike is the singer from the Mistaken Identity. Remember them with Ripper?
Vaguely.
Okay. So Mike and his wife, Mike is going down on, or Val is going down on Mike, and Val's husband is banging Mike's wife in the video. And he's like, what the hell? So Marty tells me the story. So I tell my wife this story. And we're at Marty's reception for the rehearsal dinner for his wedding. And we're sitting there with Val and Mark, who is her husband. And Beth is with me. And they start talking to us like, you should come over. I make great martinis. We'll have a great time. We'll have a fire. We'll make just a party porn all night. You know, and she was getting like really like
nervous,
amorous about the whole discussion. I look at Beth, she's like turning green, like she's about to throw up.
Thanks. 2212 or 221 They had 222 Stratford.
222 Yeah.
The guys next door were just swingers.
Yeah.
That mom wanted you.
Yeah, there's a picture of me in the hot tub, drunk to the bejesus.
Did she go down on you?
And she jumped in the hot tub naked. And nice. I opened my eyes and I saw her. Every ounce of whatever I had left, I got out of there.
Oh, you big coward.
But somebody has a Polaroid. Somebody took a Polaroid. Like right when she got in, and there's me, like right before I kind of woke up.
Well, you'll never be a politician, that's for sure. Scott Lear for president, no. We got this picture.
Oh, it was a great picture. Picture.
You got, who has that?
Because she was smiling for the camera.
Yeah.
Who has that, you think?
I don't know. Brian, maybe?
What a Weeder boys, you know, one of those guys got it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to show up on Facebook one day. Scott was tagging a picture.
I know, I found a picture of me. I was going, you know that cabinet in my office that you used to put your headphones in? I'm going through that and I found these pictures and I'm going through them. And one of them is of me going like this with a joint. And there's like salt that we made in the lines and then crazy glue and a pile of weed. And I'm like going, for the camera. I'm thinking, my kids, I don't know how many times they go through. They go through my shit all the time.
Yeah, I think they ran upon it. They had
I doubt it, but I tore it up, threw it out.
Oh, you gotta save that for old.
Save it for what? To come to Fat Mustards and say, look at what I did 30 years ago. I couldn't believe it, man. I was so fucking skinny, too.
I remember like when you were skinny.
Just a little mustache.
You don't remember when you stole the ice cream from school?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. You keep saying that, but I don't remember that. Really?
Steve
members. I do remember when I was at
it was me and you. They had the lock on it, and we barely lift up. But we could barely get our hands in there, and we tried to. I'm pretty sure we stole
that kind of sounds familiar. My son goes there. Or he used to. He's going to Algonquin now.
Oh, Algonquin.
And I remember I got like so many detentions from Algonquin that they ended up sending me to Apollo.
Oh.
I had to take the little yellow bus because that was a bad.
I remember you were a troublemaker because you were not being in school all the time. That
you
was
remember
the thing.
Mr. Huff, he was a social science teacher.
Vaguely.
The straw that broke the camel's back is when he kept calling me Jonathan, and I hated that. So I got up, went to the back, unplugged his coffee pot, and threw it out the window.
Holy shit!
Because the windows used to open like this. Yeah. I opened it up.
No, I couldn't do that.
Get over here! He tried to grab me, like, around the collar.
I'm trying to remember the teachers. Mrs. Obenhoff was, like, third grade. Marisek. Lottie was the gym teacher.
Lottie. No.
Yeah.
That was Forrest.
Yeah, that was Forrest School.
Nero was the teacher.
It was a gym teacher.
He used to stare at all the boys and hand out the towels personally. So I wouldn't shower anymore.
And who was it? Vestal.
Mr. Robertson was the math teacher. He had, like, Parkinson's.
Yeah.
He was an alcoholic. He used to have, like, all the detentions. And me and S. Weeder, this story, I took all of them out of his desk and threw them all in the sewer so they couldn't write anymore for me. So I used to walk to school with the Weeders every day. I'd come out on Jeanette Street right there, and they'd be passing by with their you know, their matching raincoats and galoshes.
So Andy went to Algonquin too. I don't remember him at all.
Who?
Andy. Andy Leader.
Yeah. In second grade, in the bathroom, he dropped his pants to take a whiz, and there was an ant on his dick.
What?
And he freaked out.
What?
Andy Leader. He just started flipping out, like we were all lined up at the urinals, and then he just started screaming and yelling and running around with his pants around his ankles and swatting at his.
That was at
pecker.
Central School, right?
Yeah.
It's nice.
I just remember we went to a party at the Leaders one time. I had to be probably 18 or 19, and Andy took a shotgun shell and put a, like a BB or something or a nail, and he tied it up so that it would hit the thing, nail right on the shotgun shell and blow off. Or it was a bullet, I can't remember. I think it was a shotgun shell. So we're in the, you know, they have that old National grocery store right there at
yeah.
the corner. So we're whipping it up, or AP, whatever, A&P. We're whipping up that shell up in the air. Didn't blow off.
Are you guys fucking mental? Dude,
that's Andy. We're like,
oh my God,
come on,
it's
cool
Andy.
Up.
He's standing there.
Oh, oh you saw it pretty far. It was pretty scary.
Oh my God, that thing would have went off. You guys, well,
I'm thinking it would have blown straight up. That's our.
Well,
guess.
You know, it probably if it did land that way, it would have blown straight up with a lot of force. But if it landed on its side,
and then gone.
Ooh. You guys might not have gotten hurt because the shell would have shot the same one direction and the pellets the other. So it would have reduced the velocity because there's nothing to push against. But still, I mean,
as Wanza, I think it was me and Wanza and Andy were out there.
I missed that party.
Good thing, man.
Oh, or maybe I was there, I just don't remember it.
The Weeders.
That was crazy.
That's lucky, man. Yeah, I used to shoplift from the National all the time.
We used to shoplift at that little drugstore right on the corner.
Yeah, Rexall.
Yeah.
Me too. I got caught there.
I got caught too.
I was stealing pretzel sticks.
It was me and
and bullseyes.
The other part we used to do is we used to whip was used to be Dave Gadd, remember him?
Yep.
He used to live right over there. So with me, him, and we used to whip snowballs like cars coming by.
Yeah.
And then run away. Then this one guy caught us because we whipped ice chunk, put a big dent
Jesus.
In the guy's
So what did he do then? He caught me and then what?
He just said you caught us.
That was it?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck
you. Oh, man.
No way. We were scared shitless.
Yeah, like these two, Rick and I come to practice one night late. And I'm like so pissed off because two kids egged my car while I was driving by. It was like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night. And I come to a stop sign and I see these two kids come out of the bushes and they like whip these and douche, douche on my car. And I put it in park and I go to get out and forgot to take my seatbelt off. So I'm like, take the seatbelt off. And I'm yelling at him, you fucking bosses. At the top of my lungs. And I'm telling these guys a story and they're like, oh, what are you going to do, old man? You going to chase after him, old man?
I don't think you're gonna.
I could swear one of the kids was my contractor's son.
So you should. The guy caught us because he doubled back around. We saw him go by, so we hid, and then all of a sudden, come up from behind. What the hell?
I tried doing that. I was driving around the neighborhood looking for. Because they ran back towards. They came out of Margaret Street, out of the bushes at the corner of Margaret and Oakwood. Hit my car, and then they ran back towards 2nd Avenue.
Right in, right by the cop's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids!
We used to do water balloons at Skokie, right there on the corner of Kirk and Nile Center. And the one guy had his window half down, so the water balloon hit, and half went in his lap, and the other half hit the car. So he got out and chased us, and we ran down in the basement into a locker. And like a second after the locker closed, and there's three of us, the guy bursts into the basement and he's huffing and puffing and You fucking ass.
He came in the house?
No, he's in the basement. Oh. It's like a shared basement. So there are two units.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They shared the basement. So we... Very quiet. Didn't move. And the guy left like after 2 minutes. But we were pissing our pants. And if the guy just comes and opens the door...
Yeah, you're done. You know those, you ever see those t-shirt launchers? It's a slingshot.
Yeah.
Two people hold them. Well, those are actually made for water balloons when they was first invented. And a friend of mine used to work for Quartermaster Clutches, the guy who invented that slingshot. He bought one of them. And we're at this place, it's on the corner of Golf and I think Big Bend Road. It's like a service shop or something for cars now. There used to be like a little row of houses there that he rented out. And he had a cookout there. I used to be friends with Mark Dish and Corrali's older brother, Pete.
Dish, yeah.
And, you know Mark Dish, right?
Yeah, I know Mark Dish. He used to work at the Park District for a while.
Yeah, so I would hang around with them.
I know the crews, yeah.
And
that's a wild group, too. Yeah. Sunbloom, probably, and the Didiers.
Yes, yeah, the Didiers.
Sunbloom. Kurt?
Yeah.
He used to shit his pants in second
grade. Moondog and Malcolm would be there. We had a cookout.
No, Malcolm Didier.
Oh.
No. Right?
Yeah, John. So we're drinking beers and stuff, and they pull this slingshot out, and they're filling a bucket full of water balloons. Every time a car comes up to the stoplight right there, just as it turns green, they launch one. And a couple skipped across the hood or whatever. Same thing happened. A woman had the window down. But this thing's coming at like 100 miles an hour because we're literally the street. I mean, this is farther than where the street was. We're like half a block away, and they're
can they see you? Can they see you?
No, they can't see us because we're like in the trees.
Yeah. Oh.
And there's a little gap where they can shoot right through. And these guys are shooting it, and this lady's got the window like this, and it. It not only hits the window, but you can see her hair explode like this. It hit her in the face. Oh, and we're doing the whoop, 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 like running around, like trying to figure out where to go. Like,
they're not gonna see, hit her in that.
We got a grill going with smoke and everything. Yeah, nothing happened. She just sat there for a few minutes, looked around, and then took off.
Whoa.
I'm like, dude, you guys, this is dangerous. You can't do this. Yeah. We can't stay here, just keep filling up with soda.